Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Krisis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Sagt der Mishnah, Kishem She'im Achel, just like if a person ate a kezayis of chalev, of this forbidden fat, v'chalev, then he ate another kezayis, but it was behelamachas. No one made him aware in the middle that, you know, you just ate something which, had you eaten the b'meizah, it would have been a chi of karis. So, ein ha'chayev alachatas echas. He's only chayev one chatas on both eatings. Zok the Mishnah, what is true for a chatas is also true for an asham taloi. Kach, aloi hoide shalahen. Let's say there's a shaygig. A person may have eaten two zesim of chalef, behelam echad. Let's say he ate two pieces, thinking that they were both shuman. Shuman is kosher fat. And afterwards, it turned out, says the Batanura, that each one could have been chalev. We don't know. He brings only one asham taloi. Eina mevi ela asham echad, one asham taloi, even though he ate possible chalev twice. The key that leads us to the psak that it's only one carbon, not two, is that he did not know between one eating and the other that there was a safek chalev possibility over here. However, v'im hoysa yediya b'ntayim, he eats the first piece, they say, you know, that could have been chalev. Then he eats another piece, and they say, that also could have been chalev. Kishem shu mevi chatas l'kol achas v'achas, just like in this case, he would have brought a chatas on each if he knew for sure that it was chalev. So the same is true for when they let him know about the suffix, about the possibility, kachu mevi asham toli al kol achas v'achas, he would also be mechuyif, there being a separate asham toli on each achila. The fact that he knew in the middle that the first one was possible chaylev, that separates it. Just like it separates it for a chatas, it separates it for the carbon asha. Now sometimes, even though you don't know in between, there could be a separate chatas. And that would be if there are separate isurim. For example, let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Kishem, just like, shem achal of a person ate chaylev, vidam, noiser upigal, 1, 2, 3, 4 separate isurim. Behelam echas. And no one told him in the middle, it could be we were just over in a veir, but he ate a kezayis of each. But I still say, he has to bring a separate chatas. Chayiv is chayiv, a separate chatas al kol achas v'achas, and each one of these is surim, because you can't have one chatas for different averis. Kach aloi hoide shalahen, the same is true in regard to a suffik, and how many ashim tolis he would have to bring. Let's say, neni kezesim, he thought it's all mutter. Then they told him, you know, there could have been a safik chaylev over here. There could have been a safik dam. Maybe Asham Tali brings a separate Asham Tali al kol achas v'achas. You can't have one Asham Tali for possibly different averis. Just like you can't have one chatas for vaday different averis, you can't have an Asham Tali for maybe different averis. For safik different averis. Now what is the halach if someone knows for sure that he was over in a veir which b'mezid would have been an iser karis? He's a shagi. He did it by mistake. But he doesn't know which one. Tzak the Mishnah Vayter. Let's say he had a case where chaylev and noiser lefon of chaylev and noiser are both in front of him. He thought they're both mutter. V'achal echad mehem. He ate one of them, thinking, oh, this is shuman. This is just kosher fat. Now they tell him, you know what kind of serious yisurim there are here? But v'en yidu eiz mem achal, he doesn't know which one he ate. He doesn't know if he ate the chalev or he ate the noiser. For that matter, ishtoi nida v'achaysi imay babayis, his wife who was tamei and asked him as well as his sister were together with him in the house. V'shagag b'yachaz men, he was a shagig to one of them. Both would have been in avera. But v'en yidei be'ezoi mehen shagag, which one? He thought whatever he was doing was mutter. Or let's say Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, it's Shabbos, and Yom Kippur. First Shabbos, then Yom Kippur. V'asa malacha bein hashmashos, and he did malacha bein hashmashos between the 2 days. He thought that, it's weekday. Now, v'ein yidua be'ezim hen asa. So we tell him, if for sure it was not weekday, if it was Safik day, Safik night, it was either still Shabbos or it was Yom Kippur. So he doesn't know what he was over. He doesn't know whether he was over Shabbos or over Yom Kippur. But it was for sure one of the two. So in all these cases, Zakt the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, he's Chayev Chatas, Memarav Shach. Either he ate chaylev, or he ate noiser. Same is true for the other ones. Either was Shabbos or was Yom Kippur. He for sure, b'shoigig was over and iser that b'mezid would be kares. Rabbi Shua Paiter, Rabbi Shua says no. It's true for sure he was over and iser, but because he doesn't know which iser, he cannot bring a chatas. Because by chatas explains about tenur, the pasuk says ashechata ba, you have to know which chait it was. Rabbi Eliezer says that ashechata ba teaches us something else. Remember we said that on Shabbos, if you walk in and you just stretch your arms, all of a sudden the light goes on. You didn't even know there was a light switch there, but your hands did it. That you're not chayav chatas because it was not a meleches machsheves. Or let's say you thought you were cutting something that was already disconnected from the ground, and it turned out, oops, I cut something that was connected to the ground. Then you're potter on a chatas because you never intended to cut. Remember we said that a chatas on Shabbos is only when you know what you're doing. Well, if you know what you're doing, how is it a shaygig? The answer is it could be a shaygig, either that he doesn't know this malach is asr, or he bechlal doesn't know malach is asr, or he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. But you have to know what you're doing. So Rabbi Yeshua learns from Ashechat Abba, you have to know which chait it is. Rabbi Eliezer learns that in regard to Shabbos, you have to know what you're doing. But the Bat Tanura reminds us, it's dafka in regard to the malachis on Shabbos. But if someone is a misasik by chalavim with barayis, for example, he bechlal didn't mean to eat, and some other food like got into his mouth and down his throat, same as by arayis, he's chayiv, because the metzias is that he had hana. But in regard to Shabbos, you have to know what you're doing. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer learns from Ashechata Ba. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yaisi. No. That's not what the Machloikis is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Tanakama says the Machloikis is about someone who did Malacha, Bein HaShmashis, between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So either it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. He doesn't know which one. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Lein Nechlik, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, don't argue Ala Oysa Malacha, Bein HaShmashis. On someone who did malacha ben hashmashos, which is maybe day, maybe night, between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, she potter. Then he's for sure potter. You know why? Shani Omer, because we could say that miksas malacha asa mehayayim umiksas alamacha. You make it sound like it's a for sure thing. Either he was mechal Shabbos or he was mechal Yom Kippur. Who says? Maybe the beginning of the malacha started on Shabbos. And the end of the malacha was Yom Kippur. He never did a complete malacha, not on Shabbos, and not on Yom Kippur. And there's no chiyuv chatas at all. V'almeh nechluku, where is there a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Let me tell you what the problem is, where the suffix would be. Ala oisa, someone who does a malacha b'toich hayayim, during a day, not ben hashmashos. He vadei did a full malacha during the day. He thought it's a weekday. Now, he knows for sure it wasn't a weekday, but v'ein yidui, he does not know. Im b'Shabbos asa v'im yom kippurim asa. Was it Shabbos or was it Yom Kippur? Oy or, ala oysa, someone does a malach on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, thinking it's a weekday. V'ein yidui me'en eza malacha asa. And then it turns out, true, it was Shabbos, but he doesn't know which type of malach he did. He doesn't know whether it was plowing or planting. In these cases, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Look, you vadai were over something b'shoigig, which b'meza would be in Nisr Karas. Maybe it was Shabbos, maybe it was Yom Kippur, maybe it was Ereya, maybe it was Chayrish, but for sure you did one of these things, so you're chayev chatas. And over here, Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, because he says, look, you don't know which one, but at least we know for sure he did a whole malach. Unlike Ben Hashmashos, between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, where it could be the beginning of the Malacha was one day and the end of the Malacha was on another day. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Poitri Hoyer Reb Shua, Af Me Hashem Taloi. In this case, but he's not sure whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Or he did a Malacha during a weekday, it turns out Lemaise it was for sure Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but he's not sure which Malacha he did. Not only is there no chatas, there's also no ashem tali. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, poitri hoyer Reb Shua, af me ashem tali. Because ashem tali is for a person who has a suffix whether he did an avera. not someone who for sure did an Aveira, but he doesn't know which Aveira. So our Mishnah began. This is Masechtos Krisis Perik Dalet Mishnah Beis. Just like if a person had a Kezias of Chalev and then another Kezias of Chalev, not knowing in the middle he was over in Aveira, he's only Chayav one Chata. Same is true for an Ashem Toloi. He ate two Kezaisim of Chalev, thinking both. Then he finds out that each one was a Suffolk Chalev. So it could be he was over two Isurim, but he brings only one Ashem Toloi. Now, if he, between the two Kezaisim, someone told him, you know, the first one you ate may have been Chalev, he would bring two Ashem Toloi. The same way if somebody told him in the middle that the one that you ate was for sure Chalev, he would bring two Chatois, because he knew about it in the middle, eating one and eating the other one, so whatever is true for a Chatas is true for an Ashem Toloi. Furthermore, just like if a person ate Chalev, Dam, Noiser, Pigel, without knowing in the middle he was over Isurim, and then he finds out about it, he's Chayev for each one, even though he didn't know about it in the middle, because there are separate Isurim. You can't have one carbon for separate Isurim. Same is true for the Ashem Toloi. If he ate what could have been Chalev, what could have been Dam, what could have been Nice, what could have been Pigel, even though no one told him in the middle that he may have been Over Aveirois, he has to bring a separate Ashem Toloi on each one. Then the Mishnah told us, let's say he has Chalev and Nice laying in front of him. He ate one of them. He doesn't know which one it was. Both are Aser. He doesn't know which Isra he was over. Same is true for Ishtay Nidr V'Achoysay. Same would be true for, let's say, a Shabbos followed by Yom Kippur. And he did Malachat Bein HaShmoshes in between Safik Yom, Safik Laila. But it was either Shabbos, either Yom Kippur. So he knows for sure that he was over in Isra. He just doesn't know which Isra. In these cases, Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayav HaChatas. Rabbi Shua says he's Potter. By the way, according to our calendar, the way the Chachamim set it up for us, it can never come out that Sunday is Yom Kippur. That's because Lo Yadu Rosh. Lo Yadu Rosh means Rosh Hashanah cannot be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Rosh Hashanah is either Monday, Tuesday, could be Tuesday, Wednesday, could be Thursday, Friday. But it's not going to be Sunday, Monday. First day of Rosh Hashanah can never be Sunday. It's not going to be Wednesday, Thursday. First day of Rosh Hashanah can never be Wednesday. And it's not going to be Friday, Shabbos. So therefore, you're never going to have Yom Kippur on a Sunday, according to our calendar. The times of the Mishnah, they were Makadish Al-Piriya, when the Edom saw the Levanas, anything would be possible. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer will not argue over whether or not he's Chayiv and Ashem Toloi if what happened was he did Malacha Ben Ashmoshais between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Because it's possible that he wasn't over a whole complete Malacha in one day. Ben Ashmoshais, we don't know when the cutoff point is, when one day ends and the next day begins. So for all we know, it could be he started the Malacha on Shabbos and ended it on Yom Kippur, but you never had a full Malacha on each day. But if he did Malacha during the day, either Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he doesn't remember which one. Or he did the Malacha Bevadei on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, even though he was a Shagig, he didn't know. But we know whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but he doesn't know which Malacha he did. Under these circumstances, Rabbi Eliezer holds he would be Chayav HaChatas, because we know for sure he was over one Aveira. Rabbi Yeshua patters because we don't know which one. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yeshua would also patter him from an Ashem Toloi. He learned some sukkim, like the Batimra quotes over here, in order to be Chayav an Ashem Toloi, you have to have a suffix about a certain Aveira. But if he's not sure which Aveira he could have been over, then there's no Ashem Toloi.